I find that much of the church of today is moving in a different direction than the church of the New Testament. My friend, it's imperative that we look into the Word of God, that we rise to the standard of the level of the Word of God and not bring His Word down to the level of our living. Let's rise to the occasion and be the church that God has called us to be.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I pray that you desire to be filled with the Lord Jesus Christ, the presence of God. I pray that you're hungry for spiritual things, not material things. Well, in Acts in chapter 2, verses 42 through 47, gives us the qualities of the church of God. It reveals to us what the characteristics of God's church should be today. You see, whenever the church sways from God's word, it's headed for failure. The word of God is our guideline. Never forget that. Our lives should line up with the Bible. Let's rise to the standard of God's holy word. Don't bring His word down to the level of our living, but let's rise to the level of the Word of God. If God's word worked back in the apostolic days, my friend, it'll work today. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Some say there are portions of the Bible that are not relevant for today, but this could not be further from the truth. But what are the qualities of the New Testament church and for the Christian? Well, number one, you must be born again. You must have a firsthand encounter and experience with Jesus. The only way you can become a member of God's church is to experience a life change. How does this happen? By repenting of your sins, asking Jesus to become your Lord and Savior of your heart and soul. There must be true conversion. The church we're talking about is not made of brick or clay. It's not a social club or organization. It's a living, breathing, powerful organism birthed into existence by the blood of Jesus Christ. He died for you. He would have died for one, but He died for all. The only way you can become a member of the true church is to be birthed into it. Just because you are a member of a local church does not constitute you being saved. Your name must be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. But secondly, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Now this took place on the day of Pentecost. Where was the church on the day of Pentecost? In the upper room, waiting, tarrying for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The New Testament church believed in the power of God and they tarried until they had it. My friend, do we wait on God? Are we hungry for more of Him? Do we desire to have His power in our lives? Well, I know the early church did. In fact, in Acts chapter 1, verse 4, Jesus commanded the church to wait for the promise of the Father. Jesus went on to say, "For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit." You see, Jesus is the baptizer. Many have experienced the Pentecostal baptism of the Holy Spirit in their lives. God has moved in many lives, and we thank Him for it. I believe there are more days coming of God pouring out His Spirit on those who are hungry for Him. Come and let Jesus quench your thirst with rivers of living water. But thirdly, my friend, they desired God's word. Verse 42 says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. A true Christian loves the word of God, the scriptures. God's word is God's revelation of Himself to us. A Christian desires to know the truth. The Spirit of truth will lead you into all truth. Jesus is the living word, and we need to partake of Him daily. Jesus is the bread of life, and to know His word is to know Him. As the Apostle Paul said, "I want to know Him and the power of His resurrection. I want to know God experientially." If you want victory in your life, then get in God's word, open the pages, spend time diligently studying and seeking the face of God. The Bible says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I want to encourage you to believe it and to stand upon the word of God by faith.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.